It is no coincidence that our present troubles parallel and are proportionate to the intervention and intrusion in our lives that result from unnecessary and excessive growth of government. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Government is not our master. It is our servant. Its only power, that which we the people allow it to have.
Welcome to Liberty Watch, an independent program on KVOI, Tucson's voice of freedom. This show is dedicated to the principle of eternal vigilance, based upon the free flow of information about government, technology, current events, and our steadfast Constitution, so that citizens can give informed consent. The bedrock of our republic and government remains the servant, not the master. Let us each honor the privilege it is to live in God's great nation. Liberty Watch is produced by Charles Heller. The opinions expressed are not endorsed by KVOI, its sponsors, or guests. Liberty Watch is a program dedicated to the notion that government forever remains servant, not master. But one of the topics that is rarely ever covered in the media, or if it is, only treated with a glancing blow of attention, is the topic of prosperity. And freedom without prosperity is a car without gasoline. And so it is a moral duty of the media to cover prosperity. And this is why I'm excited to have Marilyn Jennett on the program. Early in her career, in an event location specialist with no PR or marketing resources and using only her prosperity principles and the universe is my publicist, Jennett manifested a cover feature story in the Los Angeles Times that attracted thousands of telephone calls for years and syndication around the world via the Associated Press. This was followed by local and national primetime television segments and continuing media exposure, including the first article she ever wrote that grossed $250,000 for her business. Over the next two decades, Jennett continued to spontaneously attract the world's largest corporations as clients, without marketing, advertising, or a networking or cold calling. So, did you use the transporter beam from the USS Enterprise, Marilyn? Whoops, let's try that again. Here you go. So did you use the transporter beam from the USS Enterprise?
Well, you know, people ask me, do you really mean that literally?
Mm-hmm.
That I actually, in that 20 years, okay, my 15 minutes of fame from publicity that I attracted turned into a 20-year career. Mm. And I do mean this literally, Charles. I never advertised. I never marketed. I never cold called. I didn't join. I was not a joiner. I didn't join trade associations. And yet, my little one-woman company attracted the world's largest corporations as clients.
Hmm.
And, yes, I do mean it literally, because, as you said, the universe is my publicist. The universe is also my marketing department. And what I did, yes, I was beamed up. The transporter beam is actually our connection, our alignment with an intelligence that we can call, I don't care what you call it. You can call it God, the universe, infinite intelligence, divine mind, Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter what we call it. That intelligence exists. And when we become aligned with that intelligence, it has gifts for us that greater than we can ever imagine. Prosperity is, yes, our Constitution. It talks about our right to life, liberty, and happiness. But
pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of right, the pursuit mm-hmm. of life, liberty, and happiness. But we need to understand that we have the ability to create. I'm going to talk a little bit about pursuing happiness in a moment, about trying to be happy or trying to gain prosperity. But that prosperity is what I call our divine right.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say one of my personal, my own quotes is, the trouble with most people is that they have no invisible means of support.
Hey, that's, you're cheating. I was going to ask you about that one later in the interview.
Oh. So what we do, what we can do, yes, prosperity is our right. And we have to first accept that and acknowledge that we have a right to the abundance in the universe, just as we have the right to breathe the air. Mm-hmm. And spiritual substance, prosperity, money, all of the good, not only money, prosperity comes in many forms. It's not just financial, but relationships, love, health, creativity, our spiritual expression, all of that is our natural right.
And you know, most people don't know how to access it.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, it is.
That's the issue.
You said that fairly early on in the book, or at least the synopsis of it that I got via email, you say that, quote, the reason most people, even those who are well-versed in attraction and prosperity laws, do not manifest easily comes down to the resistance to the subconscious mind. If your subconscious mindset is not in alignment with your conscious desires, and you use the law of attraction type techniques to try and achieve the life changes, you'll automatically revert back to the tangible evidence of your own core beliefs. In other words, you kind of torpedo yourself. So at the risk of sounding Tevye-like, would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
What are you asking?
In other words, you say that the reason that people don't manifest prosperity, even though they use techniques, is because they have subconscious, shall we call them subroutines, that block them from doing it.
May I explain it in an analogy that
sure.
My students love, that
sure.
people seem to love, and it's
absolutely
pretty basic, but I think it'll help you understand.
4 minutes to the break. They're yours.
Okay. The conscious mind, let's think of the conscious mind as the husband, the male, the assertive aspect of mind. And let's think of the subconscious as the female receptive aspect of mind. The husband has a desire, and the husband impregnates the wife with that seed thought, that desire, the desire of what we want. And once the wife becomes impregnated with that new idea, children are born. From that union, children are born. Those children are your answered prayers, your goals fulfilled, your desires fulfilled. Now, we have to learn how to create that agreement between the conscious and the subconscious mind.
Well, you don't have to convince the man very hard.
We have to teach the husband how to, excuse me, we have to teach the husband how to impregnate the wife.
Yeah, in such a way that it's appreciated.
So. Well, that too.
All right. What is the law of attraction, and why is it not enough for success in and of itself?
Well, law of attraction, you know, is a valid law. And I don't really use the term that much because I've studied. My teachers were the great masters, the geniuses of mental and spiritual
science.
Catherine
Ponder, among others, right?
Catherine Ponder, Joseph Murphy, Neville. They came before us. This new wave of law of attraction enthusiasts, they have something to say. I'm not going to devalue it. But why is it that even with all this mainstream knowledge now with the law of attraction, people are still not manifesting and attracting and finding the prosperity they look for? And again, it goes back to the laws of the subconscious. It goes to the subtle areas of how the mind works, the laws of mind. Now, mental and spiritual laws. The reason I say I teach mental and spiritual laws is that the mental is, like you mentioned earlier, that you put the key in the car and drive it. The mental aspects are the mechanics. That's what we do. We use certain techniques and we use these mental laws to condition, to create a new dominant thought in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is like the greatest computer we can ever imagine. I mean, it keeps our heart beating, our lungs breathing. It has a perfect memory of every cell in our body and heals us. But the subconscious wasn't meant to be static with all of that negative conditioning that we grew from the time we were very young. Most people are playing out in their lives the conditioning they had from their formative years. So what we can't take anything out of the subconscious. That's how it's different from a computer. What we do is we create a new dominant thought, because our life circumstances, what we experience in life, is going to be an outcropping of the dominant thought in the subconscious. And, of course, my students, everyone loves to know we don't have to do a complete overhaul. A new dominant thought. 51% of the thought of what you want, and you'll have it in life. The rest can sit there. It doesn't matter. But that dominant thought will attract.
All right. So, Stan, on that note, perfect timing. We're right up on the first break. Can you believe it? The first quarter of the interview has flown by. Stand by. We have the pleasure of having Marilyn Jennett with us. She is, how do you describe yourself, a prosperity counselor, prosperity coach?
I'm a teacher. I describe myself as an average woman who learned how to use these very esoteric laws to completely turn my poverty consciousness into a success consciousness, and now I'm a teacher of those mental and spiritual laws.
Got it.
The Arizona Citizens Defense League welcomes you to the Tucson Bill of Rights Day celebration December 15th at 7 p.m. We'll read out loud the Bill of Rights from parchment and discuss its health, town hall style. Is it working? Are our rights intact? Dinner is only $15, finger foods, 7 p.m. December 15th at Delectables, 533 North 4th Avenue. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. 884-9289. That's 884-9289.
Thank you for listening to Liberty Watch.
You can spend your whole life building something from nothing. One storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway. You can chase a dream that seems so out of reach. And you know it might not ever come your way. Dream it anyway.
And welcome back to Liberty Watch on AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice, AM 930, KAPR, Douglas, AM 1240, KJAA, Globe. We have Marilyn Jennett with us. She works in the area of prosperity, and she has manifested it in her own life. And we're going to go back to the phones. And Tom, you're live on Liberty Watch with Marilyn Jennett. Your comment or question for Ms. Jennett.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Hi, Tom.
I wanted to just kind of like mirror what you're saying right now. Everybody has a special knowledge, gift, or experience. And the wise person will take whatever they know, whatever they like to do, and if they can somehow turn that into a marketable skill or product to sell to somebody, then they're not competing only on cost because they have a unique skill. And if it's something that comes naturally to that person, they're not working. They're just pursuing their dream.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And exactly. And along those lines, maybe you could comment with Charles on the new technology we have, such as viral videos, instant messaging, et cetera, where the small entrepreneur like you did in the past, today can now become a national person very quickly. Thank you.
Tom, I'm not a cyber mom, I have to tell you, but I'm amazed in just the 7 years that I've been teaching how much I've picked up on the technology, and I'm still amazed. I'm still thrilled that we can touch people all over the world. The world becomes our backyard, and it really was amazing. I didn't know I was going to be teaching. 7 years ago, it was an evolution, and it was something I had to do. I knew. I was encouraged to teach. I never thought, if someone had told me this 20 years ago that I'd be teaching prosperity laws, I set out to change my own life. I didn't know I would be teaching others. But I realize now that my business of 20 years was really grooming me. The universe handed me a business to learn these laws. I'm kind of a crossover between the metaphysical and the business world. Now, coming into this new wave of technology 7 years ago, it was the most amazing thing. I actually got into a social networking site called Rise.com that was very popular at that time and started my own network, and that's where Feel Free to Prosper began. My life's purpose was brought to me by a social networking site. I had my Feel Free to Prosper network. I wrote my entrepreneurial memoir for my members on that site.
Marilyn, how do people access that the information that you have? You said the Feel Free to Prosper network. You have DVDs, right?
No. The Feel Free to Prosper network was a social networking site that's not very active now. Everything's gone to Facebook, so I'm not on Facebook now. My network is still there, but it's not active. What does draw people to the network is my entrepreneurial memoir, which is still free to read. It's had over 32,000 views and daily counting. And the link to the memoir is on my website, feelfreetoprosper.com. But the site itself, it's not something that I would invite people to join because it's just not active. All the energy went to Facebook. But talking about the technology and how technology can change our lives, people were coming from, I was at the beginning selling my lessons, my Feel Free to Prosper lessons, and people were coming from all over the world. This was so amazing to me. Remember, for 20 years, I attracted corporate clients, and I was putting on large events for corporate and convention clients. Mm-hmm. And now I was touching individuals, their lives and changing lives, all due to this technology. I'm still amazed. I'm still amazed by it. In fact, for my former business, Charles said, I had a location company for special events, but I produced events, but I booked a castle in England twice for Campbell's Soup. When I started teaching, out of the blue, Campbell's Soup came in. That was one of the largest clients of my career. They spent over $450 million to promote to children, and I was their key vendor. And I booked, they asked me to find the castle in England for their second promotion, and I said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I never booked anything out of the U.S., and I put a post on Rise on a couple of networks, and a young woman in Mississippi found me that castle.
That's a picture of it on your website. It's a neat place. All it's missing are some catapults inside and maybe some archers on the parapets, and it would be a perfect castle.
And a moat and some guns?
Well, guns would be a little bit anarchistic for that old a castle, but too modern, I should say.
It's Eastnor Castle. It's a couple of hundred years old. It's beautiful. You could actually
only a couple hundred?
Well, I know the owner that has it now. His family has had it for a couple of hundred years, so I don't know beyond that, but it's a magnificent castle. It was just right for children. The thing is, we needed stuff. The specifics were like a needle in a haystack, and yet through that social media site, I found exactly. I had seven people respond to my post, and that one castle was the one. I booked it twice for them, for Campbell's U.S. and Campbell's Canada. But the point is, the technology in an instant can change our business, change our lives, change our communication. It's amazing to me. It's mm-hmm. just amazing. Tom, I hope I didn't get off on a tangent there. But yes, the technology. I'm not much for email. I have to be honest with you. I'd rather pick up the phone and call someone anywhere in the world than send emails. Emails are fine for notes, but I'm not an email person.
I kind of like the Maxwell Smart solution. I'm really kind of still tied to the shoe phone. What you believe, missed it by that much. Sorry about that, Chief. What kind of homework do you assign to people?
The homework?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My homework is a series of lessons. My Feel Free to Prosper program is a series of lessons. You know, Charles, I say that 2 weeks to unexpected income with the simplest prosperity laws available. What I found is when I started teaching, with my lessons, my students would start having striking manifestations in that second week. Now, my history in the study of the subconscious, they used to say in psychological circles that it took 21 days to a month to break a habit.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that 2 weeks, my students were right on cue, 2 weeks, they would have their breakthrough. So I knew I was on the right path, and of course that validated my work and kept me going. And then a student of mine called me up and said, did you see Discovery Channel last night? I said, no, what's that? She said, they're now saying there's a program on the mind, and they're now saying it takes 2 weeks to create a new neural pathway in the brain.
Hmm.
Well, you see, I was intuitively guided through that greater intelligence to put these lessons, put this homework in a form. And I did. I talked to the universe. And back then I said, if I'm supposed to teach, give me a process, give me a method that people can grasp simply, that's easy to do, and so they don't have to go through my 30-year journey. And the answer came.
Hmm.
You know, it's amazing if we ask how much we really can receive.
So the
homework does consist of a series of lessons that are easy, 10 to 15 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
and you apply these techniques, and as one of my great teachers, Joseph Murphy, used to say to me, Marilyn, do the homework and you'll get the results. It's not a lot of intellectualizing and workbooks. And if you want to learn about universal laws and learn about these laws, there's plenty of material out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have other writings about that. But the actual homework that you're talking about, the process, is very nuts and bolts.
Mm-hmm.
Put the key in the car and drive it. People do not really have time in this economy to sit around and study and see the DVDs and listen to the audios and read the books. They need help. They need to pay their mortgages, take care of their families, find business, find new jobs. This is a time when we have to get right to the, we have to bite the bullet and just do something.
Mm-hmm. All right, Marilyn, there's people out there, and I've interviewed one of them three times. You might have even heard of this lady. Her name is Frances Moore LePay, and she wrote Diet for a Small Planet mm-hmm. and in the 70s, and she's written Thin Democracy recently in the last few years. And these people seem to think that prosperity is controlled by some cosmic roll of the dice, that they're just some, you know, some people are talented and gifted and others aren't. And the ones that aren't talented and gifted, you got to kind of, you know, give them a trail of breadcrumbs to so that you can lead them to their own prosperity or whatever little crumb of it there is. How do you communicate with people like that, at least without profanity?
You know, it's not what I say. What I say, it doesn't, of course, I'm communicating and I appreciate the opportunity to share this with your listeners, but it's really not what I say. It's what others say about the, quote, homework, about the process. I'm not the only teacher. I just happen to be given this particular, I think it's a gift. I'm blessed that I was able to find my life's purpose by teaching other people what I used myself for 20 years to change my life.
Yeah, you're a channel, not a source.
I'm a channel. You, well,
right.
I got you trained right there. Channels versus sources. Oh, I got to tell your listeners about that in a minute. So I was an average person. My parents were good people, but they left me with a terrible consciousness about money. So maybe I did have a certain talent for putting on, creating events for corporations. You know, it was an important part of my life, but that's not, I didn't, you know, that wasn't changing the world. If you could see just the stories, just go read the testimonial, see the stories of average people. You know, wealth is not everybody's goal. Success has different meanings, different meanings to different people.
Well, Norman Vincent Peale called it the worthy, or no, not Norman Vincent Peale, he wrote Think and Grow Rich.
Napoleon Hill.
Napoleon Hill said it's the worthy realization of a positive goal.
When you step off a tall building, does it matter what your talent is, whether you're going to fall? The law of gravity works for everyone.
Yeah, it applies. It's a nonpartisan project.
we are dealing with laws here. We're dealing with laws. You know, we know that there are laws of chemistry and laws of physics and laws of mathematics and the law of gravity. We don't even have to understand the law. If we know if we step off a high place, we're going to fall. Do we have to understand physics? No, of course not. We just align ourselves with that law. And if we don't, there's a mishap. Same thing. These are laws. These are universal laws, mental, spiritual laws that govern our existence. And I think it's amazing that this is not taught to the very young. In fact, I think before a couple gets pregnant, you know, you have to have a license to get married. Before you have a baby, you should be mandatory to go take a class on the laws of on the spoken word. Learn how what words do before you have children.
You know, they do that. They have a love and respect conference that's put on here. In conjunction with the radio station, and that's in essence what it is. But I'm not in favor of there being a law to do it for the simple reason that I don't trust government to tell people what to do in any way, shape, or form. But
do you sew? Would you like to help a wounded military service member? So Much Comfort is a nonprofit organization providing adaptive clothing free of charge to wounded service members. So Much Comfort volunteers make clothing with Velcro closures so injured service members can easily dress themselves. To become a volunteer seamstress, SoMuchComfort.org. If you would like to make a donation to buy material or donate new clothing, SoMuchComfort.org. That's S-E-W, MuchComfort.org.
The Arizona Citizens Defense League welcomes you to the Tucson Bill of Rights Day celebration, December 15th at 7 p.m. We'll read out loud the Bill of Rights from parchment and discuss its health, town hall style. Is it working? Are our rights intact? Dinner is only $15, finger foods, 7 p.m. December 15th at Delectables, 533 North 4th Avenue. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. 884-9289. That's 884-9289.
I'm Oliver North, and like you, I'm listening to Liberty Watch with Charles Heller, Tucson, Arizona.
No, hold on to your dreams, fly them high, though it seems you are tethered and bound with your feet to the ground. Clear a path of a dreamer's contract to the dreams that you hold in your head. For the people who dream past the shouts and the cries, seeking one grain of truth in a desert of lies, clear a path for the dreamer's contract to the dreams that you hold in your hand.
And welcome back to Liberty Watch, where we're talking about, in part, fulfillment of dreams, the things that you would like to accomplish, having prosperity. We're with Marilyn Jennett, and feelfreetoprosper.com. Is that correct on the website?
That's right. Thank you.
Okay. My pleasure. And let me ask you, you have a newsletter. Do you encourage people to subscribe to it?
I do. The newsletter is very inspirational, and it's free, and new subscribers also get a gift of my 41-page ebook, an Introduction to Universal Laws and Prosperity Principles. It's very content-rich. It was originally created to sell, and I just decided to give it to people because I think everybody needs to have a start to jumpstart their prosperity, so I would invite them to check that out.
How is it that you actually make money?
How do I make money? What kind of prosperity teacher would I be if I teach people how to receive and I don't receive myself? That wouldn't be a very good example, would it?
No, that would be blank poor, as my father used to say.
Well, how does Feel Free to Prosper turn into a livelihood?
Yeah, for you.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
My programs for several years, I did teleclasses, and those teleclasses were recorded, and I sell my audio programs on the website. If you go to products, you could see the programs, the original Feel Free to Prosper program and some secondary programs. I do limited private mentoring because of priorities right now, but I did get a year ago I got a publishing deal with a major publisher, and now I'm in negotiations with another. I decided to change publishers, and now I'm negotiating with the ultimate publisher, and just various aspects. Money just flows because I'm not concerned about money. I'm concerned about helping people. And if our goal is to give of our talents, give of what we do have, we all have talents. I don't believe that there are people without talent. Every one of us has a talent and has a gift to give. And if you're in business or you're employed, if you're giving your best, you will be provided for. You will grow and you will prosper.
That's what Tom was saying, that if you work in the area of your passion, it's not really work.
It's not. You can call it a labor of love. It's not work. You lose track of time. You go into a zone. My life's purpose, my heart purpose, is to do for other people what I learned to do for myself. And
yes,
the opportunities for money just opens up. I joined ventures. I had an interview. I did a teleclass on Monday, and I did it just for people who didn't have the funds to buy my regular Feel Free to Prosper program. So I did a Lesson 1 program on Monday, and I had people coming from all over the world for that. I did it at a special rate, so that was affordable. On Tuesday, I did an interview. Often I will get a lot of business just from interviews with other people, and that memoir has brought me my entrepreneurial memoir. As I said, it's free to read, and it has probably brought me more income than any other aspect of this work.
All right, we got the phones. You've excited the phones, and Mark, you're live on Liberty Watch with Marilyn Jennett of feelfreetoprosper.com. Your comment or question?
Hi, Mark.
Yes. Hi there. I will definitely look at your website here, and I think my wife thinks like you think, so I'll see if that matches up. But the question I had was, what is your opinion of what I'm calling the hype sellers? You know, there was these guys that would come on late night television and give, you know, conduct all these high dollar seminars to get you all hyped up and basically tell you that if you put your mind to it, you can do anything, but I didn't think they went much further than that.
Well, my opinion is I have no opinion about them. They're not part of my thought space. People do a lot of things. Unless I really know someone and know their work, I just really wouldn't comment. If somebody says you can do anything you set your mind to, hey, I'll support that. But we have to learn how to set our mind to it. We have to learn how to set our mind. It's easy to say, well, just think positive. Well, if that was the case, if everyone can just go out and snap their fingers and start manifesting, but you know, people can't do that. They have to learn how to work with their mind and learn how to attract. But
now,
come on,
both of you, just a darn second.
Okay.
Everybody knows that if you click your heels together and say, "There's no place like home,"
that'll only get you to Kansas. That's
Darn, you're right. All right, I stand corrected.
That's not a universal law. That's just a Kansas law.
Well, all right.
I think that you answered the question by what you are doing. in providing more of, you know, methodology and ways that actually, you know, a process that will work, mm-hmm. where the others are just trying to get you excited and to give them money. So I think that you're probably doing it without even, you know, without even knowing you're giving the answer there.
This is my heart business. That's all I could tell you. Let me tell you what happened 2 years ago at the height of the recession, you know, 2008. I had not done those one-day events for corporate or convention events for about 5 or 6 years, and I was on the radio and doing interviews talking about progression, not recession. And out of the blue, $2 billion companies call me. Now, remember, the news was saying there's no corporate spending, no corporate entertaining, Christmas parties are being canceled, and Nike and Reunion.com call me and ask me to do their events. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't do events anymore. And they just kind of sweet-talked me into it. And, you know, I said, this is great. The universe actually brought this to me to prove, to validate what I'm saying, that if we have the right mindset, if we create the space in our mind for prosperity, those that have money, if you're in business, this for those of you who are entrepreneurs, business people, those clients, those customers who have money will seek you out.
It's what Emmett Fox referred to as the mental equivalent, I believe.
The mental equivalent, yes. And one of my, actually, I have Emmett Fox, some of his work in my lessons. I did the two events, and it was wonderful to give my vendors of many years the business and everything. But I knew after that, and actually, they spent three times, both clients spent three times what their budget, original budget was. And I knew after that Christmas party that we did that I would never create another event. That wasn't me anymore. My business was a baby that had grown up. It was an important part of my experience. It was my schoolhouse to learn these laws, to learn to have, get faith and conviction in the laws. But it wasn't me. This is me. This is what Tom was talking about, and Mark, what you're saying. This when we find our purpose, and each of us has a purpose, and that can be revealed to us. We can use these laws to find direction, to be guided to what it is that fills our soul. The work that we love to do.
Mark, did that answer your question?
It did. Here, all I can say is that I will have both a metaphysical lady and an engineer look at your website and we'll give you some thought. Thanks a lot.
Charles, can I give, you know, instead of just talking about my program, can I give a couple of really, real good lessons to your listeners? Can
3 minutes, 50 seconds to the break. My microphone is off.
Okay. Right now? Okay.
Go.
Okay. What do you think is the single most immediate thing that you can do to increase your finances and start cash flow and start attracting money? The single most immediate thing that you can do right now. Take a guess, Charles.
That's legal?
Yes, that's legal. Of course it's legal. The single most immediate thing you can do to start increasing your cash flow.
Decide to.
That's good, but it's not. An actual technique. You decide you want more money.
Write a goal.
I'll tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. Listen, everybody. Change your words. Change the words that you speak to reflect those spoken by a successful person or a person that has the prosperity. Words that represent what you want in life. Mm-hmm. Eliminate any words or phrases from your vocabulary that represent the opposite of what you want. The subconscious hears everything. It does not reason. It does not think.
It's
and
like
your words will drop into the subconscious and create your life. So remember that your words have tremendous power. And think about it. How many times today have you said silently or aloud, I can't afford? Think about that one.
It's not in my vocabulary. I've got to tell you, I've got, I don't owe a cent to a soul, and I'm thrilled with it. I never intend to, and I have prosperity. I just have prosperity. I the last break coming out of Swap Shop, I change all the other music except for that one. It's you got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative.
Love it.
Hold on to the affirmative. No room for Mr. In Between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have that song playing some one of my pages.
Gee, we think a lot alike.
We do.
I think you thought of it first. All right. What other lesson did you want to give? We still have a minute and 25. Go right ahead.
Oh, wonderful. This is a good one. Okay. I want you to listen to this also. If you could grasp this will change your life. And I mean this. I really mean this, everyone. Your job, your business, your investments, your properties, your retirement funds, your spouse are not your source of income. I'm going to repeat that. Your job is not your source of income. Your business, your clients, your sales, your investments are not your source of income. There is only one source of income, And that source is that intelligence, however you perceive that intelligence, is God, universe, spirit, that is your only source. The rest of those avenues are channels. And when you take your reliance off what you think is your source and put it where it belongs, on that higher intelligence, put your reliance on that universal intelligence, all of the channels will open up for you. The expected channels from your business or your job or your income, or and unexpected channels. And the unexpected channels, that's the fun part. When money comes out of the blue and opportunities and business comes out of the blue, that's the most exciting part.
I look at money as like boomerangs, and I find the farther I go forwards and try and be of assistance and offer what I do, radio advertising, to people, the more business has a tendency to follow me, and when I slow down a little, rear-end me in positive ways.
Would you like to become a Feel Free to Prosper teacher?
You know, I'm thinking it's my plate's awfully full. I have about 2.5 full-time jobs at the moment. I'm by choice, not by necessity. And I don't know, but I'm open to, you know, I'm absolutely open to the possibility.
I'm Oliver North, and like you, I'm listening to Liberty Watch with Charles Heller, Tucson, Arizona.
The Arizona Citizens Defense League welcomes you to the Tucson Bill of Rights Day celebration, December 15th at 7 p.m. We'll read out loud the Bill of Rights from parchment and discuss its health, town hall style. Is it working? Are our rights intact? Dinner is only $15, finger foods, 7 p.m. December 15th at Delectables, 533 North 4th Avenue. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. 884-9289. That's 884-9289.
I'm Oliver North, and like you, I'm listening on America Armed and Free with Charles Heller. Civilian disarmament is an essential precedent for every dictator who engages in mass murder.
To reach the unreachable star, this is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless. No matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause.
And if you are the man of La Mancha, you can call in right now at 790-2040, or if you're in Arizona but away from Tucson, 866-725-5467 in the Perfection Auto Works studios. And you can ask my guest, Marilyn Jennett, who is I'm going to call you a prosperity teacher. That's just what I'm going to name what you do. And if you'd like to call in and ask her something, then you have exactly 10 minutes to do it before we accept 48, 55. You have 7 minutes to do it before we don't take any calls at the end of the program, because I want to hog the guest for the last 5 minutes. And were you going to say something about the unreachable star, about the music?
I just love that song, and it brought back such a tear in my eye, because the very first Broadway play I saw in New York when I was in my early 20s was Man of La Mancha with Richard Kiley, and it impacted me so much, I cannot tell you. It was what a performance. It was for my first exposure to Broadway. That was amazing. So thank you. That was wonderful.
My pleasure. It had a similar effect on me. It caused me to go out and buy my first sword.
And fight windmills. And you've been fighting windmills
ever. I haven't been able to. You know, the problem is that the windmills they build today are so daggum high that tilting at them just is ineffective. And it's a problem. And I would like to see the environmentalists make the windmills lower so they kill less birds and more people. That would make it more fair and equitable. political stuff. You say that, quote, I'm going to share with you a fact about you know what? I got a better one. Something I really want to get to in the last, if someone, the caller, doesn't preempt me and ask a far more brilliant question than I would have crafted. But you're convinced that many problems in human relationships, as well as our ability to attract financial prosperity, are related to the fact that we don't know how to give, but we don't know how to receive. Mm-hmm. Let me share something personal. This program's not about me, okay, but I'm the case with which I'm most familiar, so I'm going to use myself as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like receiving gifts, and I never have. I like giving value for things that I receive, all right? A buddy of mine got me a CB, and I gave him a hat from one of the submarines I visited. He gave me a CB antenna. Okay, cool. But as far as gifts, just giving it for receiving it, I have a hard time with that, unless it's either a charitable need or a gift given for a practical reason. As like somebody needs an axe, and I'm not using an axe because I got to chop a tree down, so I say, here, keep the axe. But a gift given for an artificial reason, like a holiday, feels like an affront to me. For instance, I get given a lot of books for radio, but that doesn't count because there's a practical reason for the gift. It makes sense. I have to invest my time in reading the book for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours to make it functional. Therefore, it's value for value. But please tell me if that's what you're talking about in your book and your philosophy.
Well, what I was talking about, and I want to comment on yours if I may, but what I'm talking about in my teaching, my philosophy, is that most people know how to give. They don't know how to receive. They don't know how to receive money. They don't know how to receive the supply and the things that they want in life. And that can go back to, you know, certain things in the subconscious feeling, areas of deservedness, whether we deserve things or guilt, or many things lurking in the deep recesses of our mind. And all of that can be overcome with the right procedures, with the right thinking, creating the new dominant thought. Now, about you, Charles. Okay.
That's an interesting tone of voice.
Okay. Why? I'm going to tell you why that's selfish. May I tell you why that's selfish?
Yes, please. Criticize me.
It's because you are depriving. Now, I'm not talking about companies that send out Christmas gifts just because it's a thing to do, or people that do the Christmas cards, and there's no real feeling there. I mean, of course, there's some of that that goes on at the commercial aspect. We're not talking about that. Let's talk about somebody giving you a gift. Why would you deprive them of the joy of giving? In the same way, the universe, and again, I use universe as a universal term. You know, everybody here has a different belief system, so universe is a nice blanket way to describe that power.
Mm-hmm.
If that power wants to give, that's nature's way. Nature gives. Nature gives us abundance in the soil, in growth. If the life is onward and it's meant to give, people are part of that life, and giving is something that we love to do. And if we give someone a gift and they don't know how to receive it, that is depriving the giver of something very special, of the joy of giving.
Maybe that's an attempt on my part to hold power.
I'd say to my students, don't analyze. Don't analyze.
Okay.
What I would do is accept the gift. And you know, if someone gave you a gift and you didn't say thank you, would they continue to give you a gift? If you didn't show any appreciation, would they continue to give you a gift?
Probably not.
No. Well, the universe works the same way. And every time we manifest some form of prosperity, some form of good in our lives, we need to, that's where gratitude comes in, very valuable law, very powerful law.
I practice acknowledgement regularly. That isn't the point. I just don't want stuff in my life.
Then give it away.
Well, I do.
Donate it.
I give away a lot of things.
Good. Then you'll have the joy of giving. The same way you have the joy of giving.
It's not the joy of giving. It's the joy of getting rid.
All right. Then in your mind, in your imagination, think of the other person. Give them the joy of getting rid of that gift.
You know what the gift is for
me? Maybe somebody gave them the gift and they want to get rid of it.
Right.
And give it to you.
That's why that's why the swap shop works so well, is everybody is regifting everything or selling it. Swap shop is my radio program that comes on right before this about buying, selling, and trading used things. But anyway, you know, the gift for me is a shovel so I can shovel out all I got to other places.
Well, you need to make a wish list, and those people that give you gifts, you give them, you know, tell him, here's what I want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be like the little kid that says, here's what I want for Christmas, okay?
You want to give me a gift? Tell me what you wouldn't have got, what you would have gotten me if I wasn't such a lunkhead and not wanted it. I'm a difficult guy, what can I say?
Another gun? You like guns.
No, I like guns, but I honestly, I've got all I need. And I only want things that are in the same calibers and take the same magazines. That's why I try not to accumulate a lot of stuff.
What do you want? Tell me what you do want. If I could wave a magic wand right now. Okay, we're getting personal here. Is everyone listening to this?
I don't know if everyone's enthused about listening to my... I don't really... What do I want?
Time? Is there something outside of anything tangible or financial? Is there something? Right now, if I could wave the magic wand, what would you like to create? If I say you can use these laws to create something in your life, what would you like to create, having to do with your career, your radio show, something else in life? If it's not too personal, obviously.
No, it's not too personal. The only thing that would make me change what I'm doing right now would be the national syndication of my radio program.
That
would be the only thing. That would be the only thing that I would consider doing differently. And I started and made some fits and starts at it, and didn't and did not continue on it. So,
well, if you did want something like that, then I would take. I will take the liberty of saying
on Liberty Watch. Yes,
take the liberty of telling you to start receiving with gratitude, no matter what comes your way. Be grateful for it, because the more that you are grateful for the things that come to you, the more you'll have to be grateful for. For every little thing that comes your way. In fact, part of the homework in Lesson 1 of Feel Free to Prosper, I have the students at the end of the day, they don't have to write a journal, but just bullet points of every good thing that happened to them that day. So they can acknowledge and be grateful and show thanks for that, because the more you have to be grateful for, the more you will have to.
You create.
The more grateful you are, the more you'll have to be grateful.
You create space for more by.
So if you want the big things, you want syndication, start living in the feeling of gratitude. Now there's a very practical technical reason for that. I'll try not to ramble here. Is that this? You might find this interesting. The subconscious mind only knows now. It's only now in consciousness. 10 minutes from now, it'll be now. And a week from now, it's going to be now. And a year from now, it's going to be now. It's always now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the laws. The subconscious mind can only create for us and attract to us what it believes is an existing reality.
Yeah, it can't tell reality from a joke, as you pointed out earlier.
Well, that's another thing, too, about, you know, the words dropping in the subconscious. But what you believe right now, this moment, all you listeners, you listen to, you know, pay attention to this. What you are thinking right now, this very moment, is your future. So if you are thinking at the moment, if you're doing lesson work or techniques or doing taking steps to create the feeling of prosperity in the now moment, the prosperity will come. Same thing with gratitude. If you start feeling grateful now, in this moment, that's telling your subconscious you have a lot to be grateful for, and you already have what you want. It's actually telling your mind you have what you want, because if you did, you'd be grateful. So it starts the forces in motion. It starts all of those creative forces in motion to start creating what you want that will make you very grateful. So it's like the feeling comes before the actual outer manifestation. So if we feel prosperous now, we will attract money and prosperity, or whatever form of prosperity you desire. If we feel grateful now, we start attracting more to be grateful for. Is that a little too heavy?
No, the mental equivalent again.
Mental equivalent.
Hmm.
And that's our job. Our job is to learn how to do it, to find some book, teacher, program, some way to learn how to create the mental equivalent. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and give your website again, would you?
Feel free to prosper.com.
Feelfreetoprosper.com. And there's all kinds of interesting things that people can get free, and they can also order some of your teachings as well, right?
Lots of free. I'm very generous in what I do. If you want to get an idea of my teachings, get to know me, there are actually some free teleclasses there, interviews, radio shows, and definitely sign up for the newsletter, get the e-book, and that's a really good foundation, a good start.
All right. Marilyn, that's all the time we have, and I appreciate you for being there, and I'll talk to you off the air about the possibility of being a prosperity counselor. That's something I hadn't thought of, and I'm open-minded to it.
I thought it was joking, but I guess I wasn't.
You weren't. You
good.
No, wait a minute, Marilyn. The subconscious does not understand a joke.
That's right. Subconscious. That's it. You got it. Busted.
Hoist on your own petard.
You're absolutely right. Well, you're absolutely right.
All right.
Thank you, Charles.
You have a great day. All right. And I want to tell you in this last 30 seconds that if you are looking for a custom holster, you ought to look at ThorsHammerCustomLeather.com. Once again, ThorsHammerCustomLeather.com. And if you are looking for a custom holster or a custom bag or a custom anything made out of leather, that's the place to do it. And the phone number is 275-5729. AM 1030, KVOI Cortero, Tucson, The Voice, AM 930, KAPR Douglas, AM 1240, KJAA Globe.